Stay with the group.
To be safe even more, it's be polite. All right, some of you might have heard that before. So polite behavior looks like a lot of those things. All right, we want you to be having fun. We want you to be being safe. So that means being polite to yourself. That would be part of safety. It means being polite to each other, to the other schools here, to the adults around you, and of course to the nature and things that you see here too. We do have an office, just like potentially your school has an office, many schools do. It's that red building over there. If you like need help, that's a good place to go. But also, if you're having trouble with being polite, if there's a lot, you need a lot of reminders, then that's also a place that we can take you. You're all doing a super great job of being polite right now. I don't think we're gonna have any issues with it, all right? But just so you know, that is there.
Has it ever happened before?
Yeah. All right, but not with this group as far as I know. So, we're gonna introduce a couple staff. There's only a few of us here. We're gonna tell you a few different things. I'm gonna call up some other people so you don't just get tired of my voice. I'll tell you some more stuff too at the end. And it'll just be some quick reminders of like what you need to know for being here at Echo Hill for the, you know, 24 hours or slightly more than here, 36 hours that you're here, no, not quite. So first I'm gonna call up Emma. She's gonna tell you a few of the stuff.
Hey y'all, my name's Emma. First thing I'll tell you is here at Echo Hill, we do love getting dirty, but there are certain times where it's good to get clean. So we ask that you wash your hands before every meal, before and after every meal, and after you use the bathroom or the privy. And also if you get a cut or a scrape, please let an Echo Hill teacher know. We'll keep it clean and bandaged for you. Second thing I'll tell you is, if you really thought you were going on like an intense wilderness trip, you brought your like pocket knife, your matches, you don't need anything like that. We have things like that, so you don't have to. So if you have anything like that that could be potentially dangerous, please turn it in. Speaking of danger, there is no danger from what's across the bay, which is a military testing site. You'll sometimes hear loud booms from it, but it is miles and miles across the bay. If you hear a boom and you're a little concerned, please ask an Echo Hill teacher. We'll let you know if it's thunder or that, and we'll take appropriate action. Also, in case of emergencies, the WIP, where we just ate our lunch, is a fantastic place to go if you find yourself in an emergency and you need to find an adult. There will also always be an adult in the Driftwood, which is our office, right over there. I'll do like one or two more.
All right.
So, also, there's some things that might bug you while we're here. We've got, ticks, bees, mosquitoes I'll talk about. So ticks are small black or brown insects. They crawl, they don't fly. And they like kind of like dark hidden places on your body, like the armpits, the hairline. And if you find one, it's just crawling around on you, you can just flick it off. If it's attached, however, please don't try and remove it yourself. Please try and find an Echo Hill staff member. We're all expert tick removers, we'll get it off for you. But please do tick checks often, where you just look, scan your body, try and find any ticks. As for mosquitoes, you can absolutely apply bug spray, just please apply it outdoors, not in the dorms, because we all like to breathe. And lastly, bees. Bees, so they fly around, and when you see them, you just need to be calm, because bees are going to kind of freak out if you freak out.
Perfect timing.
Thanks, bees. That was our bee that helped them orientate.
Yeah, bees are great. So, hey everybody.
Go quiet.
So, if you see a bee, just stay calm, okay? Don't like wave your arms around, because they will come to you if you're doing that, and they will get freaked out, and they will sting you out of defense. All right, I'm going to call up my friend Sahil.
I'm Sahil. I work here. One question I hear a lot is, what time is it? What are we doing? When are we going to go to like the beach or whatever? I would tell you that the answer to most of those questions is something called Echo Hill time. Because while we're here, most of those things will be signaled by the bell ringing, not by like any specific time of day that we're going to tell you. So it's more important to participate in the current ongoing activity, and then when the bell rings, or when your adult or your teacher tells you what's up, that's when we're gonna move on to the next thing. Because we wanna have our minds on what we're doing now. We don't wanna need to worry about those things. Us staff have those covered. Speaking of things that happen at certain times of day, there's a certain time called extra time that's gonna happen in the afternoon. That is time that you are free to spend time in the dorms and take showers or clean up your things or whatever you need to do in there. But you can also have fun outside, such as at the tetherball and basketball court, or down at the beach, weather permitting. There's also a similar time called rest hour that we're kind of in right now. And when you get back to your dorms, that'll be time that you spend only in the dorms. You don't leave for that part.
That seems at the end.
Yeah, but for extra time, some staff will be able to take you to the basketball courts and the beaches. Now, the beach is way over there. It's not over here. This is the bluff. The bluff is much steeper than the beach. The beach is a thing that you can walk to from the stairs when it's time for that. But to keep us safe from the bluff, we don't want to be right up against the fence, because the fence is the only thing keeping us safe from the bluff. So we're going to stay on this side of the fence, not on that side. Another thing we want to stay on this side of is if you see any bamboos, you don't want to be inside there, because there's insects, like we said, ticks and whatever. But there's also lots of old and sharp pieces that could cause you some problems if they get stuck in later. So we're not going to go into there. Additionally, we're going to save our questions to the end. Additionally, as we're moving around campus, there's going to be a lot of other groups, a lot of other schools around. And since the number one rule here is to be polite, we're going to ask that you respect the other schools around. That doesn't mean that you have to ignore them or be overly polite. If you want to eat with them, that's fine. If you want to talk to them on your way to and from places, that's all right. They're here just like you, visiting Echo Hill. Elizabeth, do you have any more?
Sure. Okay, great.
Oh, Annie.
Hey, I'm Captain Annie. How are you?
Good.
We don't want you to smell bad while you're here, so please take showers. We have showers on each dorm. Are you living in the dorm?
Yeah.
You have delightful showers in Merrick. You may use them during rest hour and extra time. Okay? You are your own moms while you're here, okay? There's no mom that's going to tell you to clean up your socks or brush your teeth, so you got to remember to do that, okay?
Yep.
So don't forget to do that stuff.
Yeah.
If you brought medication with you, you need to make sure if you haven't already to turn it in to your teachers or to your Echo Hill on-duty staff. We will make sure that you get it, ladies. We'll be sure that you get it at the proper time, but we need to hold it for you. There are two exceptions. We need you to keep an EpiPen or an inhaler on your person at all times if you brought one with you, okay? Even if you packed it and you're like, oh, I never really need this, I just have it. If you brought it with you, you have to have it with you everywhere you go. Every class, your teachers will ask you, okay? Bring it with you. Candy?
Yes, yeah, sure,
also, if you brought candy or snacks with you, we need you to turn those over to some adults. You will get it back at the end of the week. But we don't allow eating or snacking in the dorms because we don't want to encourage outside critters to find their way inside the dormitories, okay? Also, while we're around campus, you might come into more wildlife than insects, which is awesome. You'll get to see a lot of different mammals and reptiles and things. But there are several nocturnal creatures that it would be unusual for you to see during the day. So if you were to see a nocturnal creature like a raccoon or something like that, that was hanging around the dorms, like not inside the dorms, but around your living area in the middle of the day, we want you all to not interact with that animal and to let an Echo Hill staff member know. Because Kent County does have reported instances of rabies from time to time. It's never been an issue here, but we always want to take that precaution. So you're always going to let us know. It's just a disease that some animals have, and we don't want you to come in contact with us. Anything else? Passports! Look at this!
Passports.
These are your tickets to class! They are awesome! There's a page in here for every single class that you do. There's a table of contents. And there's a place at the back for autographs and signatures. And then there's a sightings list for you all to check off all of the cool nature that you see while you are here at Echo Hill. Okay, now here's Elizabeth.
Hey, what's up? I realized I didn't say my name before, I don't think. I'm Elizabeth, or you can call me Liz if you're in a hurry. So, just a couple of things to, like, add on. We talked about the bugs that might bug you. There's also plants that might irritate you while you're here. They're not going to come and get you like the bugs would. But if you see poison ivy around, poison ivy leaves a three-letter B, so if there's three leaves growing together, or hairy vine, no friend of mine, like a hairy vine going up a tree, it's always going to be off the paths. It's not on the paths here. But if you go off the path, you might touch poison ivy, so try not to step off the paths. Try to avoid those plants. If you do touch it, just wash with soap and cold water. And then if you're like getting an itchy rash, or if you have itchy bug bites or anything, let's do the training.
then just let any staff member know and we'll be able to help you out with that. I don't think you all are going off of campus, but if there's a chance that like you might need to use some of our transportation while we're here, like a van or a bus, just to move you around campus, if you do that, you have your own personal chauffeur service. It's us. We open and close the doors for you, and they all have seatbelts, so you'd have to put the seatbelt on because that's the law before we start moving. While we're here, we want to make sure that we're comfortable, like people are talking about, like if you're not feeling well, you tell us. You also want to be comfortable in the clothing that you're wearing. So some of you are wearing long pants right now. When you go out on class this afternoon, you might want to change into shorts because it's kind of hot outside. If it's raining out, we've got raincoats you can borrow. You would want to bring a raincoat with you if you have it, because there's like a chance of rain later today. And we especially want to make sure
we're wearing clothes. Something on my leg, I don't know what it is.
Sorry,
Sana's
right there.
It's gone.
It's right there. It's gone.
Spider.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I think it was
just spider.
It's okay.
Dada,
don't worry. Calm down.
All right.
Please listen up to Elizabeth.
That's fine, we took care of it. So perfect, that's exactly what you do if you're having an issue.
Okay, it's gone now.
If you're having an issue, definitely let one of us know. All right, the other thing I was gonna say about clothes is when you're walking around campus, you always need to have shoes on. When you're walking, even if you were going like down to the beach, you need to have shoes or like flip-flops or something on until you get to the beach, then you can take them off during extra time. When we're in the dorms, we leave our shoes like at the entrance to the dorm so we don't track mud everywhere inside there. But whenever we're outside, we want shoes on. Sorry, I'm checking my paper. Oh, a couple notes about the dorm. When you've already pretty much chosen bunks, keep in mind, gentlemen, can you turn and face me? Thank you. Keep in mind that when you are, if you're someone who gets up a lot in the middle of the night, you probably want to have a bottom bunk, right? If you know you go to the bathroom or you're like a sleepwalker or something. We have a little time now that if you need to switch that, you can. All of us, while we're walking around here, all of us are kind of visitors. Oh, that was Aberdeen. Now you know what it sounds like. While we're walking around here, we just want to take care of this space. We're kind of all visitors here, the natural stuff, the animals and plants are what actually live here. So if you see litter and things, just go ahead and pick that up. Like Annie said, like, we're not. You are your own mom this week. And then, I am the director of questions this week. So once we finish orientation, as we're heading back and things like that, if you have any questions, you can pretty much ask any staff member, but if they don't know, you might come to me, and I might not know either, but I'm the person who's like, all right, I will figure out a way to find out. I'll find a book, I'll talk to other staff members who I know are experts, and we'll get you an answer to that question. So what we're going to do next is, we have like one more part to this orientation. You all are going to find out your tribes. You've got a pretty good idea of them already, but we want to make sure we've got the names right and stuff. And so we're going to tell you what your tribes are and what you're doing this afternoon. So if you hear your name, just sit tight. We want everyone else to hear their name as well.
Okay, excellent. I am going to read out the children in Tribe 6. You're coming with myself and Josh on a Bay Studies trip out onto the Chesapeake Bay. We'll be going on a boat for the whole afternoon. All right. If your name is Diane M, Christine H, Donnie H, Danny. Okay, sorry, is D-H-A-N-A?
Yes, Danny.
Danny. D'Angelo D, Eli E, Indigo M, Bryce I, and Esteban S. If I just said your name, you are in Tribe 6. When the bell rings, you will meet us at the bell that is outside of Merrick Hall. There's a bell on the side of Merrick Hall. You will meet Josh and myself over there. And look, it's hot, it's sunny. You need a hat, you need sunscreen. Flip-flops work great because you can go barefoot on the boat. But if you prefer to wear sneakers, that's fine too. And if you have a water bottle, please bring it. I'll see you then.
All right, stay where you are because you're still.
Hey, everybody. So if you are Mia Y, Livia P, Des H, Kate W, Sean Beck G, Danny L, Rhea P, or
Rhea.
Carter. Sorry, Rhea?
Yeah, Rhea.
Oh, sorry, Rhea P, gotcha. Or Carter F. Then you are in Tribe 7, and you'll be in Tribe 7 for your whole time at Echo Hill. You, when the bell rings and class starts, you are going to meet me and my friend Cody, and you can meet me right on the porch of Merrick Hall where we're staying, okay? We're doing a Pathfinder class. So please wear shoes, like sneakers, that you can just be comfortable and they can climb in, okay?
Alrighty, and finally,
If you're in 6th or 8th grade, you're in Tribe 8. But I'm just going to read the names real quick to make sure that we have the right passport server. So that's William M, Chloe B, Nate B, Layla S, Beverly M, Elsie R, Laura C, Idris M, Hayden I.
Idris.
Okay. I'll learn. I promise I will let you guys say your name correctly on class. Catherine H, Jonah L, Isabella SR, Brian L, and Alex DM. All right, so if you are any of those people, you're going to be with me and Sam for an Adventure 1 class, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you're going to meet us, we're over at the dorms. You're going to meet us in the middle, like Lafferty Gardens. It's the like trees right in the middle of that space between the dorms. For our Adventure 1 class, wear sunscreen, like everyone, bring a water bottle, and bring shoes you can run around in. So that could be sneakers, it could be sandals with a heel strap, like these dad sandals I'm wearing, as long as you can move around with them on. If you have any questions, if you didn't hear your name, you're going to hang out here, and we'll figure out what tribe you're in. Teachers, we're going to have you all hang here, and I'm going to take you over for a visiting teacher orientation. Emma and Sahar, are you good to go back that way?
Yeah.
Are going to go with the rest of you, getting your feet on the ground. Back to the dorms.
Yep. We're going to go back to the dorms and prepare for class.
Yeah.
Right?
The bell rings in like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So get your things ready when you get there.
Sorry, what did you say?
The bell rings in 20 minutes.